Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. This is marking half a century since United Nations General Assembly Resolution 3379. So this resolution determines that Zionism is a form of racism and racial discrimination, passed by 72 votes with only 35 votes against and 32 abstentions. The revocation of this came around in 1991, by 111 votes with 25 votes against. Now, Israel held to be the nullity, and Chaim Herzog, the president of Israel, who was an Irishman, he then said, this to us, it is nothing, and tore it up. But wait a second, you can't have it both ways. If it was so worthless, why did Israel make such strenuous efforts to have it overturned? And indeed was crowned with success in that endeavor. All right, so the Palestinian Liberation Organization had and has observer status at the United Nations. And that's why the chairman of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, Yasser Arafat, gave his famous olive branch speech in 1974, saying he's got the olive branch in one hand and a revolver in another. Do not let the olive branch fall from my hand. So in 1963, the UN adopted a declaration of the elimination of all forms of racial discrimination. Israel was subsequently condemned its ideology because it's for one ethno-religious group. So go back to Theodor Herzl, that Hungarian journalist, but he wrote in German in the Austrian Empire, born on Tabakgasse in Budapest, the site now of Dohany Street Synagogue, to which I've been. Anyway, then he was a journalist in France covering the Dreyfus trial, and he hears a crowd chanting death to the Jews. He says, well, Jews will never be safe. We're a minority everywhere, a majority nowhere. We've got to have our own homeland. And that's why he published Der Judenstaat about the Jewish state, wrote it in German, and organized the World Jewish Congress. Was this to be a province of the Ottoman Empire or what? Okay, then came the Balfour Declaration, 1917, when His Majesty's government would view with favor the establishment of a Palestine as a Jewish national home without prejudice to the rights of existing communities. Therefore, the people who already lived in Palestine, Arabic speaking, Muslims, a few Christians, that they weren't to lose out. But that bit was rescinded, really. But was that then to be a dominion of the British Empire or what? It being an independent country, it was very unclear. Obviously, there was some Jewish immigration to Palestine before 1917, more in the 1920s, alarming the Palestinians. No group wants mass immigration. That always meets resistance, particularly when the Palestinians won't even govern their own countries. Mandatory Palestine, there was Britannic superintendence. And by 1930s, after the Third Reich, the Palestinians said we might become a minority in their own homeland, driven out. I mean, as indeed has been transpired. Okay, fast forward to the Holocaust, 1948, declaration of the State of Israel, and constant war since then. So now, some of the European Jews had the white supremacist attitude that was common in European countries at the time. And Winston Churchill said, oh, they're a lower grade race, not that he was Jewish himself, but deeply sympathetic to Zionism, and they can just be kicked out. And all right, there were some benefits to the Palestinians, the benefits being the improvement of infrastructure and the economy and everything by the influx of European Jewry. But there were certainly some terrible disbenefits for them. But is it a form of racialism? And that's a big who is a Jew question. Is being Jewish, is this a matter of belonging to a faith community? Or is Jewishness an ethnicity? Or both? Or what? And it's true, one can convert to Judaism. There's not a proselytizing faith. There are very few converts to Judaism. And they're people who are ethnically Jewish who don't practice the religion. And indeed, might be zealous in practicing Islam or Christianity or Buddhism or anything. So it's partly religious, it's partly ethnic, and to allow those people in. And do they really have an ancestral link to the homeland? Are they Khazars who were people by the Caspian Sea who in the Dark Ages converted or whatever? And you see, there's really not that much ethnic similarity between Falasha Jews from Ethiopia or black, between Jews from Northern Europe who are very white, between Chinese Jews who have the same phenotype as most Han Chinese, Indian Jews who really look ethnically Indian, and blah, blah, blah. So can they really be said to be an ethnic group? I think Zionism doesn't have to be racist. If they went there with the permission of the Palestinians, if they didn't try and drive them out, then that wouldn't be racist. Now there are obviously Zionists who are racist, who are very frank about this, dehumanizing the Palestinians. You see the genocide against Palestinians every day, saying that they're evil, that they're filthy. You can see the barbarity visited upon defenseless Palestinians is horrifying, it's infuriating, it's sickening. And obviously their Zionists are not like that. And, you know, most Zionists are not Jewish. They're Christian fundamentalists in the USA. And some Jews are not Zionists. Some are even anti-Zionists. So I have to say it again, but it ought to go without saying, no one should be discriminated against on the race basis of race or faith. And that includes Jews and Muslims and Jews, whether by ethnicity or faith, and Palestinians of any religion and everyone. Goodness, I don't accept the resolution. The resolution says, recalling its resolution 1904 of the 20th of November 1963, proclaiming the United Nations Declaration the elimination of all form of racial discrimination, and people's affirmation that any doctrine of racial differentiation or superiority is scientifically false, morally condemnable, socially unjust and dangerous, and its expression of alarm at the manifestations of racial discrimination still in evidence in some areas of the world, some which imposed by certain governments by means of legislative, administrative or other measures. Now, it's true that Israel does discriminate on a racist basis in the illegally occupied West Bank, the Palestinians governed by Israeli military law, and the Israeli illegal immigrants going by civil law. That's grossly unjust. This new death penalty bill going through the Knesset only to be used against Palestinians. So one ethnic group can get the death penalty, but the others cannot. It's sickening. The racism could scarcely be more flagrant. Jewish-only roads in the illegally occupied West Bank. And then roads with Palestinians robbing their property every single day. And I mean robbing in an absolutely literal sense, turning up, gun in your face, get out, assaulting them, trying to, you know, attack them when they're doing their olive harvest, destroying their culture. It's vile what's going on. Goodness. So it doesn't have to be racist, but unfortunately it has turned out to be being a racist thing. So, I mean, some of the Western countries voted against. There we are. But anyway, it was revoked as part of this peace process. But most of the Muslim countries still voted against. Okay, there we go. There are people who say that Zionism is necessarily racialist, so Israel to be a homeland for one ethnic group. What about those who are not? What about Palestinian Arabs? Do they not belong there? Do they have no right to be there? They are there. Do they have equality? All right, some of them have risen to high offices. Others say, no, we are mistreated. You see how we're barracked in the Knesset. We're insulted. We're othered. We're discriminated against and so forth. Anyway, let's have no more racialism. Well, what can I do? You know, it sounds so glib. It's easy for me if appealing for goodwill because I'm not in the midst of it. You see how enraging it would be if you suffer the terrible crimes the Palestinians suffer, how they want to hit back. Say, all these UN resolutions, all these court rulings, all these demonstrations, all these protests, all these sanctions do no good. They don't save us. And therefore, we have the right to defend ourselves under the United Nations Charter. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.